all the way from Wigan. That is, of course, The Verb and a track called Urban Hymn, from Urban Hymns, called Come On. According to what I'm reading, it says it's 15 minutes long, but it's not. So I wonder if that's going to mess up my timing for my show today. I got a feeling it might. Anyway, the Urban Hymns, legendary, of course, Bittersweet Symphony on that one as well. 1997, the track was Come On. So I have mentioned this. I mention this every time I play The Verve on my show. The Verve were formed at a place called Winstonley College, which is literally about 10 minutes up the road from where I grew up in Garswood, which is a little village. And so they were all from the Wigan area, and it was Winstonley College is what they call a sixth form college. So when the schools went, got rid of the sixth forms, were originally built into the school system, in the grammar school system, but they scrapped all that and went without. And so, but they still had to have a sixth form college somewhere. And that's where it was, at Winstonley College. Anyway, it was, I think that's where they filmed. Richard Ashcroft doing solo work these days. Of course, The Verve have not been together for a long time. But the legendary concert at Hay Hall in Wigan, if you ever go and see it. I mean, it's in 4x3, but it's not. It's pretty amazing, an amazing crowd. And I've never really got into The Verve. I knew they were around, but I did get into them a few months ago, and which is, you know, better late than never. So anyway, they're a good rocking band, and some really good tunes. Preceded by a Manchester band of, well, let's just say a little different genre from 2023. Everything is going to be all right. That is Go Go Penguin and Friday Film Special. My history with that band is that when they played at Frankie's, they came to Vancouver for the very first time. They played two nights at Frankie's Jazz Club, where I was doing sound and emceeing and et cetera, et cetera. And so I became friends with those guys. And when they came to Vancouver last May, I think it was May 1st, I went to see them at the Hollywood. And they remembered me, and they even had their same guy with them, the same town tech that they had last time, and it, they remembered me from Frankie's, which was cool. They've changed drummers since, and I also did an interview with Go Go Penguin prior to them coming to Vancouver as well. So, and that's my history with them. And then that set off a little kind of classic jazz rock from Tony Williams' lifetime, and a title track called Million Dollar Legs, featuring the amazing guitar work of the amazing late Alan Holdsworth, Yorkshire's best. I always think there's three awesome guitar players that came out of Yorkshire in the 70s. John McLaughlin, Alan Holdsworth, and of course Bill Nelson of Bebop Deluxe. All have gone in kind of different kind of directions with their guitar playing, but you know, that's how it goes. That is how it goes. All right. Now, I did mention a while back about Genesis. Now, I grew up with Genesis as a band. But as many Genesis fans, as the band went into the 80s and lost various members, I think the interest kind of shifted. I wouldn't say waned. They got more popular, but it shifted from people like me to people who, you know, listen to the top 20 and top 40. But this is next track is recorded at the Hammersmith Palais in June 10th, 1976, and it features a new track at the time, and to be introduced by none other than Steve Hackett himself. So this is a track called Entangled, right here on the House of Prog, and you are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. Not bad at all. No, I don't know what happened there. Something terrible happened. I don't know. Let's try that again. Okay, here we go. All right, got to press the right button here. There we go. The recording quality isn't great, but it's okay.
Would you welcome, please, the man they couldn't gag, the Cambridge rapist, Mr. Hackett.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Hammersmith Palais. Nice to be back, really. Anyway, the next number is about a recurrent nightmare which becomes so bad that the man has to seek psychiatric help.
Why?
Because he suffered from insomnia, that's why, you idiot. Anyway, the lyrics of this are based on a painting by a young artist called Kim Poor. It's a waltz, it's a slow three-time, take a partner's please for Entangled.
We can experiment.
thanks to our kindness and skill. You have no trouble.
Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
We'd like to do something for you now from our second LP called Rainbow Rising. It's on. Just a small story about a wizard, a man who takes people and makes slaves of them. Has them build a huge tower to the sky, to a star. And because he's always looking at the star and for the star, we call him, as Tony Carey will tell you, anyone else will tell you, Stargazers.